Yesterday, CMPD released nearly an hour of audio recorded last Wednesday, September 6th. This includes police radio traffic and a call to 911 made by a man police would shoot and kill that night at an apartment building in Northeast Charlotte. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Before releasing these recordings, police altered the voices in them and edited out any personal information as required by state law. We cut out some of the pauses for time. What remains does give some context into what was clearly a confusing situation, and many questions about the incident remain. It all started when 29-year-old Ruben Galindo made a call to 911.
Do you need police, fire, or medic?
Okay,
1 second for Spanish, please. Don't hang up.
A Spanish interpreter is conferenced in on the call. Working through the interpreter, the 911 operator then tries to get some basic information. Galindo says he needed the police.
Okay, what address do you need the police to?
No, I only want to know if they can help me or not.
Okay, with what though? I mean, you got to tell me something.
A ver que le pueden ayudar con qué, me tiene que decir.
Pues la policía me...
Okay, the police know what I have.
Galindo was facing a misdemeanor assault charge after pointing a gun at someone on April 12th. The 911 operator again tries to get his location. Galindo refuses to give it, but he then tells the operator why he needs the police to come.
Because I have a gun in my hand.
Okay, what is he going to do with the gun?
¿Y qué va a hacer usted con la pistola?
¿Me van a ayudar o no me van a ayudar?
Are you going to help me or are you not going to help me?
The operator then asks if Galindo is suicidal or homicidal, adding, quote, what's wrong with him? The interpreter receives no clear answer.
Okay, so is he refusing to give us information?
Yes, ma'am.
All the while, others can be heard near Galindo. Galindo says he wants to turn himself in and that he's been drinking.
He has been drinking, no drugs.
No, sí, tomé drogas hace rato. Bastante.
And a lot of drugs also a while ago to call you.
Galindo then says he's only been drinking beer, and it's clear he's growing impatient. He asks multiple times if the police are coming or not, even naming a specific officer for the CMPD to send, or he said any other officer to pick him up.
Porque... ¿Por qué me están siguiendo?
Because they're after me. They're
following
me.
After him?
¿Vienen o no vienen?
Are they coming or not?
Officers were, in fact, just moments away. Here's the dispatch call.
He's saying he's armed with a gun and wants officers to come help him. He refuses to give interpreters further information. It's unknown what he wants to do with the gun, unknown if he's suicidal. He's not really cooperating.
13-19-17.
The dispatcher then warns officers that Galindo sounds delusional. At the time, Galindo was still talking with 911. Dispatch then relayed some new and important information Galindo had just shared.
He says he still has a gun on him. He's saying he doesn't have any bullets in it, but he still has a gun on him and he doesn't want to set it down anywhere else.
Oh, no. Yeah.
A second 911 call captures the moment when the CMPD officers arrive. Galindo greets them.
How you doing, man? Hey.
An officer shouts something in the background. Then, 3 seconds later, then this from the 911 operator.
I have shots fired.
The recording is then filled with the sounds of screams and crying. Ruben Galindo's family insists he was just trying to turn the gun over to police, that his killing was unjustified. CMPD insists Galindo was not only armed, but posed a threat to the responding officers. Their actions, they insist, were justified. They have not said whether the gun was loaded. The officers were equipped with body-worn cameras that night. CMPD cannot release that footage on its own, but they say they will petition a court to release that footage as well. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.